Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. What is the strongest muscle in the body? What do you think? Your jaw. Well, we got the tongue, the jaw. I think it's the tongue. But why would I talk about that today? Well, you know, Paul talks about what goes into you doesn't defile you, but what comes out does. No, he's not talking about going to the bathroom. Not at all. It's your tongue. You know, remember the thing we were taught in school? You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is the deepest bunch of manure I think I've ever heard. There was a ladies' group, President Truman, when Bess was a first lady. And they had a luncheon at the White House with Bess. And they said, Mrs. Truman, can't you get your husband to quit saying the word manure? And she said, why would I do that? It took me 30 years to get him to say it. Sort of a colorful individual, wasn't he? But you know, we can talk about stuff like that, but it has nothing to do with what comes out here. Okay? So you can eat whatever you want. Remember in the Bible it says all foods are okay. You remember because the dietary rules in the Jews, you had to have fins on a fish, so you couldn't eat shrimp or mussels or anything like that. All the good stuff, you know, that we do that, but there's that. But why is the stress put on the tongue? Well, you got to remember that readings are usually put together because they relate. Okay? What was the first thing that we have? Well, keeping God's tenets, right? Because it talked about his commandments. Okay? It talked about keeping his statutes. You know, redeem me from man's oppression that I may keep your precepts and make your face shine upon your servant. And teach me your statutes. That's from the psalm. Okay? So when we look at this, we have that focus on keeping rules, right? Well, but yet, are rules what save us? No. But are they important? Sure they are. Okay? Because you got to have some way to guide your life, guide your behavior. Well, why do we need a guide to our behavior right now? Well, I got to thinking about this, and I think it's because of what Paul is telling us to don our armor of God. All right, well, so let's look at that again. Pull up your epistle lesson. Let's look at this. Because I think this is so important. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Is it our might or God's might? His, God's. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Remember what Luther wrote is that he has given us strength to stand against sin, death, and the power of the devil. Okay, so when we start talking about this, the devil is a fallen angel. The devil is powerful. You got to remember that the earth is not God's planet. It's the devil's planet. Satan is in charge. Well, that means that we're all at war, isn't it, against this? We're going to get into that here in just a minute. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Huh. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers. Look in the Ukraine, what's going on right now. Is Putin evil or is he good? He's very evil. I mean, if you compared him to Hitler, Stalin, you know, Mussolini, all those, you know, going back to Genghis Khan. He's no different, is he? Oh, man, he does. He likes to kill. All right, but against the authorities. Danny and I went to dinner last night. We started talking about the VA. If you've ever been in the military and you go to the VA, do you get served well? No. In fact, sometimes it's a them versus me, isn't it? You go to them and you try and get treated well, and you look at what's going on, and all they do is have something bad for you. You know, and you got to fight to get your rights. Is that the devil involved in things too? Of course it is. Because it's coming from rulers. Against the cosmic powers over this present darkness. Is there a darkness in our country right now? Is it on both sides of the aisle? Yes. What are we going to do? You know, as Edmund Blake said in 1750, the only way for evil to thrive is for good men to do nothing. And I keep on hearing people say, well, I can't do anything. Yeah, you can. You can stand up for what's right. You know, let's say you're going to go on a trip. Any trip starts with what? One step. Am I right? Okay. You might make thousands of steps after that, but it begins with one step. So if you standing up to evil is that one step, have you done God's will? Sure you have. And that's the thing is, we are in spiritual war right now. We really are. You know, look at some of the things. We had a council meeting and I shared some things with them. Because I talked with the head of pastors for the LCMC. And he said, we are in spiritual war, because I told him what's been going on. And he says, so tell me, has your church been blessed by the Holy Spirit? I said, a lot. We're growing, you know, and where most churches are losing members. We were given this beautiful building, okay, for nothing. You know, you look around and how we've been treated. It's been treated well. Look what happened after the hurricane. You know, LCMC said, how much did it cost you to fix the roof? Wrote us out a check. You know, you stop and think about that. What would have happened if we had to come up with that $15,000 or $20,000 ourselves? I mean, we have it, but that would have just about wiped out everything we've got saved. No. The church came through and said, all right, here. Bang, here's the check. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts. They supported us. They were with us. The Holy Spirit took care of us. All right, so when we look at this kind of stuff, second paragraph now. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Is the evil day here now? Of course it is. How many of you in your own lives are facing evil right now? Things that you don't know where they came from, but they're there. You know, and I hate to say it, but it seems to be getting worse. You know, and having done everything you can do, stand firm in the Lord. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. When we talk about God, are we talking about the truth? Are we witnessing to the truth? Of course we are. Because it's the truth from the Bible into our lives. And we're going to get into that a little bit more too here in a minute. And having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So truth leads to righteousness. I mean, Paul's doing this in an order, isn't he? So when you look at the truth, it leads you to the righteousness of God. Does it make you righteous? Yes, because it's a gift from God to us. with me? Okay, it's not anything we do. It's something we receive. But as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Shoes on your feet, and he relates it to the gospel of peace. What is he trying to tell us right there? When you sit down, usually at home, how many of you have a chair that has a footrest that comes up? See what I'm getting at? So when you're sitting at peace, you put your feet up in the air and you rest, don't you? So when we are at peace, we are totally at peace. And where does that peace come from? God. You know, if we end up in a civil war, are we going to have that peace? No. Are we in a civil war right now? You bet. But it's a civil war against evil right now, not against each other. In all circumstances, take on the shield of faith. By grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. All right, so when we're talking about the peace that passes all human understanding, Philippians 4, that comes from God. What is that? That's the grace of God in our lives, isn't it? What's the next thing? Faith alone. What does Paul tell us is the next? The shield of faith. Okay? With which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. How do we combat bad? Through good, right? You know, one of the things in Asian thought I think is really good is that concept of yin and yang. You know, the black and white things in the circle, okay? Yin and yang have to be in balance. So we know evil's going to be out there. Good has to be able to be strong enough to counterbalance the evil, right? Now stop and think about that. Is that just an Asian concept, or is that a concept that works for all of us? I think it works for all of us. Okay? Because without the good, we can't fight the bad. And the bad is going to be there. You know, it's like people who say, well, life is tough, then you die. Is that fighting the bad, or is that giving up? It's giving up. Okay? I've said it too, and it's probably wrong, but you know, it's just one of those things that we all deal with. But then, here it comes. And take the helmet of salvation. I found it very interesting because as I was thinking of this, I said, why is the helmet of salvation? Now think of the Aaronic blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Where does this blessing come from? The face of God. Where's your face? On your head. Where does salvation enter through you? Through your head. I got to thinking about that and I thought, you know, Paul is a smart man, even though he lived 2,000 years ago. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. I know a lot of you have read the Bible in here a lot. Have you ever thought about the armor of God this way? One of the things about it is, when I start to do this, I start looking up things. In our Bible study, we studied Clement's first letter to the Ephesians, or to the Corinthians, sorry, which almost made the cut in the Bible and is a great, great book. In fact, Eusebius, or Eusebius, however you want to pronounce it, said that that book could have been in the Bible, but it wasn't because there wasn't anything new. But as we studied it, we found that there were so many great explanations in it that clarified a lot of Scripture. so it can be read, as he said, for the edification of the Christian, to make us feel good and to make us know the Lord. And there's a lot of books that are out there like that. But one of the things about that is my ideas that I shared with you today came from Clement, the Archbishop of Jerusalem, around 120 AD. It's not new, is it? You know, so the thing is that I spend a lot of time reading because I learn from these people. And if I learn it, I hate to say it, you're going to hear it then. You know, but then a lot of respects, that's what I am called to do, is to do that work for you so you can have it. Let's say this last part one more time together. To that end, I'll let open it up. Here we go. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in which I boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So, Paul is asking to be given the same words that I just gave you today, that I learned from the church fathers. There's no difference here. Now, there's one word I want to point out, and that's mystery, because I went and looked it up in Greek, and it's mysterium. Mysterium is the Greek word that Latin has for sacrament. So the mystery of the gospel is the sacrament of the gospel. And what does sacrament mean? Sacred. And sacra also means blood. Sangra, sacred. And it's referring us back to the blood of the Lamb on the cross. Isn't that where all of this comes from? And here it is at the bottom of our reading today. How many of you knew that was there? Don't feel bad. I didn't either until I looked at First Clement. Okay? See what I mean? It's when we put the time in to learn the Bible. And when I say learn, it's studying the words in it, the concepts in it, the way that it tells us things, that gives us that sword of God, the Word of God, that we can use to confront evil. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty big blessing to me. Isn't it to you? May this Word of God keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.